McCain will check in. McCain, logo land for three. Dort drives. McCain handles it and reverses it home. Jared McCain with a... McCain, ball fake, jumper, string music.
8 for 16 from three. The rest of the team, 4 for 23.
Yeah, you know that name, Jared McCain, the former Sixer last night. Going off for the Thunder as they go up 2-0 on the Lakers. The Thunder are an absolute juggernaut of a team. They're favored in these games by 15, and they cover pretty much every night. They are a dominant basketball team, and here they got better because they traded for Jared McCain from the Sixers at the trade deadline. McCain last night played 18 minutes, and he had 18 points. He made threes last night. He has more threes in this series than Edgecombe and Maxey combined after two. He last night was an L for Daryl Morey. I mean, you think back to game one. Or game two, excuse me, of this series, right? The Sixers had no Joel Embiid. It was a close game. And they had an ability to steal that one if they hit some shots in the fourth quarter. Or, I mean, part of the reason I think that it was such a tough game for Tyrese Maxey is he played 47 minutes. He was worn out.
There was a lot.
You know what helped? Jared McCain coming off the bench. We felt this when the trade happened. And I know he's had, I would say, kind of a roller coaster time in Oklahoma City. He's played well at times. He hasn't played a lot of times. But when he plays, he helps the best team in the NBA. He could have helped this team in this run. It's a darn shame that we're going through this with a lack of depth, and he was just on the team, and they traded him away. After the game last night, McCain doing a hit, one of the NBA post-game shows. Blake Griffin here. Listen to this exchange with those two.
Incredible game.
Sounds good.
Congratulations, Jared. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
They didn't sell high enough.
Shout out Philly.
Because that was what Morey said.
Yeah. That's great.
Blake Griffin taking a shot at Daryl Morey and McCain laughing along.
He must not like Daryl Morey.
Well, I mean, isn't it an obvious bad trade that we saw
in
the moment?
I mean, it is, but it's just like for a player to point it out like that. I just thought that was
well, Blake Griffin said it, and then McCain laughed. It was Blake Griffin saying they didn't sell high enough, and McCain just kind of laughed. It was frustrating in the moment. It is frustrating now. I'm sure it'll be frustrating as the series goes along. And I've got news for everybody. It's going to be frustrating in June when Jared McCain is standing up there as an NBA champion. They're going to win
back
the title.
Back to back.
He's going to be a champion. I mean, I'm not saying the Sixers would have won the title with Jared McCain. That's lofty. But Jared McCain is going to end this season.
He's in a much better place.
Of course he is.
Sounds crazy.
And that's not the upper room.
He's in a better place.
I was about to say it sounds crazy to say it like that. But
never thought Oklahoma City like that, but yeah, sure. Yeah. He is in a better place. And we could still use him. All right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot of calls to get to here. And later in the show, we did have a pretty great news moment with a Philadelphian this week. We're going to bring that to you and kind of talk about some of the best ones over the years. There's been so many great ones where people in Philadelphia get on the news and kind of go viral. Let's grab this call, though. Chris DePence-Hawken, I know, is a big Sixers fan, and he says he turned down $2,000 for his ticket to tonight's Game 3. Chris, what's up, buddy?
What's up, boys?
Let me tell you,
Daryl Morey, if you're listening, that's the most asinine trade I have seen in probably 25 years. The only bigger asinine trade is going to be if Howie Roseman, which I don't think he is going to be dumb enough to give a day two pick back for A.J. Brown. Because if we have to do that, Joe, and I'll get to the Sixers point, you know what I'm calling for once I do it? I'm calling for tampering.
Well, and
I'm going right to the NFL and calling for tampering.
Well, listen, Chris, the Vrabel AJ thing, AJ thing has been going on a long time. And it feels like the Eagles are letting it go because they just want to get this thing over with, but it's there if they want to talk about it. It's there.
I think you got him on the hook with that. But going on with the Sixers, I sit in section 104. I've been a season ticket holder since, AI. Just moved up the ladder a little bit as I got older and got a little bit of cheddar. You know what I do, Joe, so I know I can't advertise it on here. I won't say the name, but I have a wash and fold and a couple laundromats.
Mm-hmm.
The dude comes in all the time, yapping with his little Maserati. He's North Jersey. He couldn't afford to buy a home up there, so he bought a home down here. He offered me $2,000. $2,000. You know what I told him, you?
Yes. No.
I said, I'll do your wash and fold, but there ain't a shot in hell you can kiss my gorgeous little Polish ass. I wouldn't take $10,000 for him. Know why? Just to see that little smirk, those little New York smirk wise asses. I was close because now I'm older. I'm around your age. 20 years ago, I think I just would have, like, spooked them a little bit, maybe touched them up a little bit. I can't do it.
No, I hear you.
I cannot do it.
And I respect that.
I mean, it goes like this. Those guys, I can't stand Boston, just like all you three. I hate the Celtics more than I hate the Cowboys. And I used to be a season ticket holder for the Eagles. But I got to tell you one thing. You know why I hate New York more? Because at least Boston has like 92 championships.
Yep,
Clowns ain't won in 43 years, man. So know what I say? You can kiss my ass, keep dating your cousin and your sister, whatever that crap is, and keep it up in that cesspool. Your mayor is a total tool bag, 32-year-old crazy man, a bunch of rats, dirty crap all over the streets. It's disgusting up there. The only thing I feel bad about New York is 9/11. Besides that, they could fall off the map, and every New Yorker that's listening or has that accent, kiss my Polish ass.
See, that's how you handle it, Hugh. Chris, good phone call. Enjoy tonight.
That's really,
how you handle if someone wants your ticket. Yep. It's like, no.
Take notes,
like
Douglas.
He said the Maserati when he pulls up in the Maserati. Yeah.
Well, the guy has money, right?
I'm just looking for a quick buck.
But I will say
that's
this.
A fan.
He cares about his team.
He's a diehard fan, but on the flip side.
Nope, there is none.
If he would have sold his tickets to the smug individual in the Maserati,
I would have thought less of Chris.
But no.
Chris and I have had battles over the years.
Chris,
we're in a good place right now.
I would not have thought any less of you, Chris.
Well, I would have.
Because we know you're a little agenda here.
What's my agenda?
Making money. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's
over the Sixers fandom.
MLB.
Yep.
No. Everyone's agenda in some way is to make money, right? That's why we work. We have to make money. But fandom isn't work. Fandom isn't money.
Fandom is fandom. I'm saying with the trials and tribulations that this fan base has been through, all I'm saying is I wouldn't be mad if it happened.
Again,
Two
years ago, I understood it more. First-round series, and Embiid missed 25 games then in the regular season. I could see how you kind of like just, whatever. They might not even make the playoffs. Embiid might not come back. Screw it. I'm selling the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a week-long push to not do this. If you do it now, you're just slapping.
Yeah, it is.
You're slapping your fellow fan who's trying tonight in the face.
And Embiid.
I don't.
And after what you defended with Embiid this week, you can't do that.
I'm just saying. I would not be mad at you because it's almost like this. Let me give you a dating analogy. If you like to date, you know, pins with nice, you know, males or females with that fit individuals,
okay,
and all this other stuff. But say like you've been in a slump for a year, right? And you start to date rotund individuals.
Where are you going with this?
It's okay. Nobody's mad at you for just trying to get a win.
But why would I be mad at anyone for who they date?
No, I'm just saying. But some people, because some people, it's like you have a dating standard, right? And then after a while, something might happen in your standard. You can't sustain that, and you might want to, you know, kind of lower that a little bit. Nobody's mad at you for that.
Hold on.
What the hell are you talking about?
You've ever given
it. It felt like it was relative to the situation.
So here's the thing. You're about making the money. I think a lot of diehard Sixers fans out there would pay money if you could guarantee the Sixers to win the series.
Of course they would.
They probably would.
Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 2 decades.
Those are people that care.
They probably would.
That's a fan.
Yeah, but if they sold the ticket, I wouldn't be mad at them for that.
No, we know.
I wouldn't be mad.
But that's annoying.
I mean, it's life.
No, we're annoyed at you.
No. We're annoyed at you.
Oh, me. Yeah. I mean, but that's it.
No, but you're okaying this. Like, it's one thing to look the other way. You're okaying the behavior.
I'm okay. I'm not mad at him if that happens.
Well, that's we're mad, and I'm mad at you.
You should shame all of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't going
to
do that.
Okay, let's talk to Ed in Phoenixville. What's up, Ed?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Ed. What are you thinking?
Well, it's not all bad doom and gloom because I'm still rocking this awesome playoff mustache that I got going on.
Are you a normal? You're not a normal mustache guy, and you're rocking a playoff mustache.
I don't grow it often enough. Frankly, it's the best mustache of the call.
So wait a minute. Have you gotten some compliments from the opposite sex? What's going on with it?
My wife and daughters hate it. Everyone else think it's awesome, it's staying.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Dang, it's interesting. It's the opposite.
I thought it was going to be some positivity coming off of having a mustache.
Usually the men have something to say about how you look.
Yeah.
And the women don't.
Mm.
Which is weird to me.
Well, I think
men have
the difference is Kylie.
Be a little insecure.
Your girlfriend, you take into account what she says. It's Ed's wife.
Right.
It's a little bit different.
It is. We have different experiences.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Yes.
It's the opposite. I'm with you, Ed. If you like it and you're getting compliments, you keep that mustache, Ed.
And it's staying until while we have a breath for either Sixers or Flyers, like as long as, and it may stay afterwards because it is pretty awesome. So, but concerning about tonight's game, and I think I just need a, and I don't know if therapist Hugh Douglas is going to be in the bracket of Hughes next year, but I need to help. I need some pulling, you know, call, I need to be talked in off this ledge here because in a sense, like I'm already kind of like factoring in like a playoff loss. Like my excitement isn't where it was in the Boston series. I don't know if it's like Embiid fatigue or just being so fed up with this front office, but I just need to get my mind right. Maybe I just need to get banged up tonight and watch the game, but I don't know. I need some help to get excited for this.
Help him out, Hugh.
As far as tonight, I mean, just be excited about the young guys. Be excited about the maturation of VJ Edgecombe and Tyrese Maxey, because I will say in this series, it's been kind of tough on Maxey because some nights he looks better than others, and I think that's because, you know, he's trying to figure out exactly how he's going to fit offensively into this, you know, when Joel Embiid's on the court and when he's not off the court. But be excited about that VJ Edgecombe is turning into a dog. You know, Kyle was talking about that earlier this week, how, you know, he wants the best player. He wants to be matched up with the best guy, and he wants to guard him and things of that nature. I think that, unfortunately, this offseason, Ed, that there are going to be some decisions that have to be made, you know, as far as the future of this team and the direction that it's going in. But I think, for the most part, that it's all positive. And whether we want to admit it or not, because we just killed him for the trade of
McCain.
For Jared McCain. But VJ Edgecombe looked like he's a player.
Yeah, oh yeah, he did.
He
absolutely
looks like he's a player.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
I hope that helped you out. I hope that helped you out.
You can send my bill to Kyle or Joe. I'm sure.
Oh no, you're fine. That's free.
Stand tall on the mustache, Ed.
That's free game, right?
Don't shave.
You got Ed. Keep that mustache, buddy. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy the game, and hopefully a win tonight. Yeah, Hugh, you hit on something that was interesting. I do wonder, with both of these teams, now the Flyers are a little bit easier to kind of wrap our heads around what this postseason run's going to mean. They're probably going to try to jumpstart this thing, right, and keep going and push and maybe acquire a star player, right, to go from where they are now to championship. I do wonder, and this is going to be a discussion we're going to have over the next couple of weeks, how much do you think this Sixers run is going to change the decision-making that they make this offseason? Because 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I think it would be very easy for people to say, just get rid of everyone besides Maxey and Edgecombe, right? Like, if you could find a taker for Joel, find one. If you could find a taker for George, take one. Take the longest view. Do not try like to go all in for a Giannis. I don't know. I mean, guys, if they push the Knicks to a game seven, I'm not saying I think they should make rash decisions, but I don't think it's going to be easy for them to just forget this happened, right? Like, if they push the Knicks and they almost, maybe if they beat them or they get close, Hugh, I think it could change the way Morey thinks and the owner thinks about what they should do in the offseason.
Yeah, because I think that's the conversation, you know, because it's obvious that, you know, with the Joel Embiid history of injuries and everything, this is not sustainable if you're looking to make this better. So that's not sustainable. So you have that. So now you have to figure out what's the next best thing to do in this situation. So I think that's going to be figure out, what's the next name that you're going to get in here?
Yeah, maybe Daryl's calling you right now to do it.
Yeah, who's calling?
Let's go to Brian and Delco. Who was up?
Tell him you're on the air.
Yeah, it's my. Hey, cuz, I'm on the air. Let me see. Wait a minute. Ken Folk, I'm on the air. I'll call you back. That's it.
Good. You know what? I think that's a new thing. We should pick up the phone when it rings.
Yeah.
And talk on the air. Brian and Delco.
I hope he listens back and hears
called
that.
Called us on purpose. What's up, Brian?
What's up? First of all, like I said before, drop the line, Hugh. Just drop it. It's done.
Just drop it.
It's cooked.
No.
Hugh, listen,
right,
to Brian. Brian knows what he's talking about.
No, Brian. With all due respect, Brian, no.
Brian knows what he's talking about.
All right. So, two things. Three things. The last thing going to be the Phillies. I'm just going to listen to what you got to say about it. Flyers, not a big Flyers guy. I get in the fight during playoff time. That was a dirty hit.
Mm-hmm.
Very dirty hit. I woke up this morning and saw it. And I saw the hit on Embiid, was that the first game?
Yes, game one. When he hit in the midsection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the one thing I'm wondering about when it comes to these playoff games and these refs not calling certain things. And always, I know I'm being biased. Always seems like it's Philly. Always seems like it's us. But I guess, you know, it's sports.
Well, yeah, and we have an eye on it, right? We have an eye and a heart on it. So it does feel that way sometimes. All right, Brian, keep going. What are you thinking here on you have something to say about Tiki?
Oh, yeah. I ain't going to go deep into it, but he's probably the corniest running back in the NFC East during your era, Hugh. Let's keep this a bean. He's trash to me. I'm sorry. He's the trash barber. Rondé's the better barber. Everybody knows that. Why does he keep talking? Nobody likes his takes any of the time.
I don't know.
Well, he is. I'm not defending him. He is a talk show host, so I guess he has to have takes. He's got to talk. But he's annoying, Brian. I agree with you. He's annoying.
How is he a talk show host? That's the question. Like, his takes are trash.
I mean, they'd say that about our takes. So, yeah. I mean, it's all what you listen to. You know what I mean?
But his seemed to be pretty stupid. I mean, I'll be honest with you. The MB thing was over the top.
I just didn't like the fact that he called the man out his name. Now, you can critique Joe LeBee's game. And you crossed the line when you did that. Yep. That's the point that I was trying to make. You can say what you want about Joel Embiid in the realm of basketball. But when you call a man out a name like that, that is, you know, that's where I draw the line.
You know what that is. We both know what that is. We got to step outside for a second. But our last thing is, how long before we become the sellers? How long before we start selling on these Philly teams?
Brian,
that's what I want to know.
Yeah, so, and Brian, good phone call, man. We appreciate you. I think the Phillies will do everything in their power to avoid that. They've played much better, obviously, since Mattingly became the manager. It's becoming... I'm not ready to call the NL East yet, but did you guys notice that they went on, the Phillies won, what, 8 out of 9 with Mattingly when he took over?
Yeah.
They only picked up one game on the Braves. The Braves are not going anywhere. So the chances of them winning the East are going to be pretty slim, right? I think it's pretty unlikely they're going to win the division. So they're going to be in the mix of the wild card race. I don't think, unless they fall off a lot, they're going to sell. But if they're hovering around 500 at the trade deadline.
You got some decisions to make.
They have big decisions to make. Is this year worth it? And if not, what could they sell to position themselves better for next year? I mean, think about how much they gave up for Duran last year. If they put Duran on the market, if they were in a selling position, they could get a lot back for Duran.
I mean, what about Schwarble? You think you would put Schwarble out there?
You could, but I just do wonder how many teams that are good already have a DH. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, hypothetically, when you talk about potentially putting guys out there. I mean, who are we talking about?
Well, I guess the other question would be, Hugh, if they got to a selling point, is this just a reset and we come back next year and try to win, or are we rebuilding? Because if you're trying to win next year, you want to keep Schwarber.
Yeah, but if you're trying to sell to get something back, Joe, you got to have some attractive pieces. And right now, I don't think you're going to try to sell Bryce. Nope. I mean, he's one of your most attractive pieces.
Well, I'll give you if they get there, and again, I think it's unlikely they're going to be sellers. You know what's a very attractive piece if he's pitching well? Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
Zach Wheeler has been one of the great pitchers of the last decade, and he only has a year left on his contract. I mean, could you imagine how many teams would line up for Zach Wheeler if the Phillies got to that point? They could restock their whole farm system. Again, it's a good question. I thought about this more before the Mattingly switch because they were really playing poorly. They're playing better now. I don't think they're going to sell. I think they're going to probably dilute themselves into thinking no matter what, they're going to try. But if they get there, they'll have some interesting pieces to talk about. Let's go to Buddy in Akron. Buddy. Buddy. Going once. Buddy. Going twice. Buddy gets put back on. Well, that's okay, because we have a Twitter question to talk about. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You'll learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's see how Hugh Douglas does guessing the polls today. Are you going to guess the same thing you always guess?
Yes. Okay. 78%, yes.
You don't even know the question.
I don't. Okay. I don't.
Okay. Question number one. Did the refs cost the Flyers the game last night? Yes or no?
78%, no.
Very close. 83% no. 17% yes. Do you still believe the Sixers will win this series? Yes or no?
78% yes.
69% no.
Oh.
Okay. And then the last one here. I'm curious where you think the votes are on this. Sixers fans selling tickets to New York fans is disgraceful, or I understand?
78% I understand.
You really think 78%?
Okay, 65.
No. 67% think it's disgraceful.
Can you be real for a second?
What do you mean? I'm being real.
You thought the... Hugh, you're not.
No, you know what? So I think, though,
you
some
think
of those
Sixers fans would say I understand.
Some of those people are professional pollers.
What? Who's paying
polls.
Them to vote on our polls?
I don't know. I just think some people, they're professional.
I think the last can of worms you want to open up is saying that our people voting on polls are professional pollers.
Professional
Because polls. That will come back to bite you.
It will.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been talking bad about me all week. It's cool. I'm okay with that.
I thought you've had a good week. That's all bad
mean,
about
I mean,
you.
It's not, you, know,
you didn't. You ugh. Didn't. You didn't fantasize about Dak this week.
I didn't fantasize about anybody.
You've been gentle to Jalen. I mean, I think it's been a
good
week.
I've been gentle. That just sounds weird.
Well, I mean, I think you haven't been hard on him. Is it better that way to say it?
I've played with guys.
I've
been speaking my mind. I mean, it's like I don't want nobody to be thinking I'm over here pulling punches because the man struck me out. I don't want nobody to think that now.
Yeah,
I ain't soft.
He did one up you with the strikeout.
Yeah, you're being hard.
He did that. That sounds weird.
He got
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
He did get me.
Yeah, and it, you know what it was? It was the smile while he was doing it.
No, it was the smirk. It was the wow.
Yeah.
It was the wow.
It was absolutely that.
I reached out to my frat brothers, though. I reached out to the Big Piece, and I was like, man, teach me how to hit.
What'd he say? Can't?
Haven't heard from you. He probably busy. He on TV right now. He
said, who's this?
He said, he on TV right now.
He reviewed the video. Oh, he is on TV. This the 611 podcast with him and J-Roll. Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Delaware up on WIP. Mark.
Yo, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, what's up, buddy?
Yo, Hugh, it's funny. Whenever the caller buddy calls in, I think you're referring to Deanna Rossini's husband.
Buddy.
Because you've called him Buddy. I don't think we've used his real name. So you spoke about it. You said,
okay, yeah,
Buddy's got to deal with this, and Buddy's dealing with that.
Yeah, I'm trying to,
Buddy.
Yeah.
Better than when you called him a beach whale the first time.
He was looking a little orca-ish. He looked a little orca-ish. Like a little fatty. He's a little chunky.
Hey, is there any word on Joel tonight?
Not yet. As soon as we get it, or the afternoon show gets it.
Yeah, we'll have them call you.
It don't feel good, though. It's like 1 o'clock.
He's going to play. I think he's going to play. I mean, guys, you think they're the favorite tonight if he doesn't play?
I don't think so. I mean, your logic makes sense, but I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is about those, they can always move.
They can, yes.
So here's the funny thing is, Joel didn't want people to sell the tickets. Is he going to reimburse people if he doesn't play tonight?
I don't think he will, but that's a great take right there.
It is.
Out of his pocket.
Well, he's the one that begged everybody to show up.
I know.
What are we doing?
Well, that's why at least get out there and warm up and try to give it a go. I mean, like, Mark, I can't handle if we get news in the next 25, 30 minutes during our show that he's out. Like, I need you to at least give it a go tonight.
Yeah, I gotcha. Hugh, got a question about the softball game, and this could have led to Insider of the Year.
Uh-huh.
Did you happen to talk to Christian Gonzalez from New England?
You know what? I saw him, did not speak to him.
Yeah, you know,
You know what? Let me tell you why, Mark. Probably for the reason that you're going to ask me, should I have talked to him? It's probably why I didn't do it, to be totally
honest. You could have got the intel.
You know what,
you could have just asked him, what number is AJ going to wear when he
scared him away?
You know what, Mark? That's probably why I didn't ask him, because I kind of felt that it might have been,
You didn't want to hear the answer he had to say to you?
Should he have tried to recruit Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Dude,
I heard he was house hunting in Delaware.
Oh, really?
He may be part of the
sources.
AJ Brown.
Wow. To hear.
I like that. Mark, good phone call. Have a great weekend.
So,
I don't think there's any chance we get Christian Gonzalez back, but if we do, you heard it here first. Mark in Delaware.
So to give you a little update, mm-hmm. Big Piece did get back to me.
Mm-hmm. What
did he say? Frat brother said, he said, oh, you playing a charity event?
Yeah.
He said, you can't hit. And I was like, oh, you didn't see the video? So I just sent him the video.
Oh, I can't wait for his response.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for it either.
Yeah.
I can't, because, it's my frat brother. I mean, he's going to keep it real. He's going to keep it honest with me. And, I'm telling you, man, I believe, I'm getting Ryan Howard to help me with this. So I got a chance. I got a chance to make this happen.
We do have just a little NFL news.
Mm-hmm.
Schedule release officially Thursday.
Ooh, that's a big day around here.
Ooh, yeah, that's awesome.
So that means Friday's win-loss day.
Oh,
get ready.
One of the best days of the year.
You know what's funny?
Come on, fellas.
Mighty funny how they got the schedule all set up after Aaron Rodgers decided what he was going to.
Well, they need to know if he's going to play.
Yet.
I get it, but it's just crazy how that coincides with the timing.
10-7.
Before seeing it, you're 10-7?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All right, Hugh, we're on the spot. Where are you at before the schedule comes out? I'm hovering on 9-8.
I'm 13-4.
Oh. 13-4? 13-4?
I'm optimistic.
Well, we're going.
Yeah, 13-4.
All right.
That's crazy, man. 13-4. We've done it before. We went to the Super Bowl with a new coordinator before. Why not?
Jalen gets his extension, too.
Yeah, you're going to get paid.
Oh, 13-4.
You know what?
Super Bowl, yeah.
You know what? When you said the big E word, you know what I thought you was about to say when it came to – Bryce Harper?
Elite?
Extension.
No. Why
I said that to Kyle.
Why would they extend Bryce Harper?
No, I said, are we getting ready for the big word, the big E word? And
nobody
I was like, wait a minute.
Wants to pay Bryce Harper.
I was thinking to myself, extension?
This man cannot stop thinking about money.
It's unbelievable. Jalen, Harper.
Tickets. Yep.
I want to pay all these guys less. You want to pay more.
I'm just saying. I thought that's what you were talking about.
Right, he's watching people's pockets.
I'm pocket watching.
You really are pocket watching. Look at other people's grass over here. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls here. Also, you people, and we had an all-time Philadelphia TV moment that we have to add to our Mount Rushmore coming up. We'll go through the best of the best, including this week's. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.